Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Production Night. Happy 2022. I hope that you guys had a very well-rested winter break, and now you're back at the grind. We're on Zoom, but hopefully we'll be back in the classroom before we know it. Fingers crossed here. Well, guys, Production Night is back. I am so excited that it's coming back. We have a lot of exciting things ahead of us. We are going to have multiple people on the podcast. We're going to venture that way and see how that turns out, the first time we're ever going to do that. We're going to be doing some graduation farewells. Some of our editors here at the Daily Aztec are leaving, so I'm excited to sit two on two and hear about their experience at the Daily Aztec, maybe at San Diego State in general, and give them the proper farewell. They're the ones who've made the Daily Aztec run so smoothly, and it's a shame to see them go, but they're going to do some great, great things. The episode that you are about to listen to was recorded last semester at KCR in the studio, and it was such a great time that it had to be shared. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of Production Night. And I am not alone. I am so glad to be joined by Karina. Karina, hi!
Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. Sarah, thank you so much for inviting me.
Of course. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad to have you here. It's so nice to see you. I feel like I haven't seen you much.
I know, right? Especially without a mask.
Especially without a mask. We are 6 feet apart. We are the perfect distance, and we're not wearing our mask to record this podcast. It's amazing.
Exactly. This is amazing. I'm so glad that we're recording this because I love podcasts. I feel like podcasts are like self-care to other people, and that's my situation.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. Like, this is my baby. This is my self-care.
Definitely feel you.
Love it. And like I said before, we're in KCR, and Karina, you're like a pro at KCR, right?
I love KCR. KCR was actually the first thing that I did here at San Diego State.
So the situation with KCR, Karina, is that the room that we're in isn't the original room anymore.
Well, no, it's not the original room. We have another separate studio, and that's where we record and we do our shenanigans. And, well, it's actually the same thing, but over there, it's more like the radio-wise. I don't know how to explain it, but this is it, basically.
Well, I love it, but I just wanted to, like, put out there that we have another studio.
Oh yeah, we have two.
Two
studios, y'all.
We're fancy. Yeah. We're fancy.
At SDSU. With the pinky up.
And we also have a studio to film TV stuff in.
Oh my goodness. So excited for that. You know, I know the Daily Aztec is putting in work for like the broadcast. So stay tuned for that, everyone.
Yes. That is going to be exciting. So Karina, anything up with you or?
Yes. I wanted to say that last night with my husband, I watched Apocalipto for the first time ever.
Oh, wow.
First time ever, right? Yeah. And I just feel like that opened my eyes that I want to get more in touch with my Aztec roots. And I'm not sure if I'm Aztec or Mayan, but I'm going to research on that. I feel like we need to be in touch with our roots, definitely. And I started, you know, analyzing their language. And so far, I am reading up on their language so I can learn a little bit on that.
That's amazing.
Oh, I love that movie. It was amazing.
I love that.
The actor was great.
Yeah?
He is.
Like nice.
Like cup of tea nice.
Love that. Well, going off of that, not only do you wear the many hats of KCR, but you are also the editor of Mundo Azteca, right?
Yes. I'm actually the assistant editor with my partner in crime, Noe. Shout out to Noe. I feel like we do an amazing job. And we have a lot of writers. Shout out to Cio. Shout out to Gabriel, Danny, of course, Lucelli's and Carelli, who will be sharing some stuff about them later on this podcast. But shout out to all our writers who put in work, and they take everything like serious into heart and write a lot of stories that's the goal, to write stories about people that are not heard.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I am very amazed with our little work crew at the Daily Aztec. We work all so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Especially on Tuesdays on our production nights.
I'm so happy and so blessed to be part of the Daily Aztec, because we're all amazing shining stars that I know that one day when we cross paths, we're going to We're going to do amazing work.
Absolutely, absolutely. So going off of that, Mundo Azteca was actually the ones who featured the special issue.
Yes. If you had the chance to pick that up, pick up your newspaper. Hey, pick up your newspaper, y'all, because y'all need to read it up. You guys saw the first front page, and Noe and I actually, we strategized it. We had so many ideas. And it worked. I loved it because Selena was there. Selena, for me, is an inspiration. She's actually the first person that inspired me to be, even though she wasn't a journalist, she inspired me to be a journalist just because we're here in the United States and everywhere I see, either you have to have blue eyes or blonde hair. And I didn't see myself like that. But now when I had someone like Selena, I was like, hey, she has brown hair. She has dark eyes. So that's me. I saw myself in her. So
yeah.
I have my chills right now.
I love that. Well, the special issue was beautiful. I absolutely love the front page.
Thanks.
And going off that, our first story, I actually dedicate it to you, ooh, where you can show off your knowledgeable Spanish. And do you want to take us into the first story?
Of course, of course. Well, this story is from Kareli. Kareli, shout out Kareli. You did an amazing job. Hiciste un trabajo hermoso. Me encantó. And basically, so this story that we're going to talk about right now is about students who live across the border, aka Tijuana. Shout out to Tijuana, everyone that's listening, everyone that's from there. So basically, these students, SDSU students, are from Tijuana and they cross the border every day just to get an education. And so I really love this story because my husband used to be one of those students. He used to get up really early just to come to college and to have an education. So in this story, what really captured my eyes is this quote of a student that goes here. And he said that he wakes up 3 or 4 in the morning just to get here, you know, in on time. And I go to Tijuana almost every weekend. And luckily, I have the passport that's a Sentry. Sentry usually cross within like 15 to 20 minutes. But if you don't have that, you'll be crossing within like 1 to 3 hours. One time I went without my Sentry and I was there for more than 6 hours.
Wow.
And I had to go to the restroom. So that wasn't nice. No. My bladder was just like, hey, what are you doing?
Oh, no.
You got to get out.
Oh, no.
I couldn't, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody can't see these goods.
Yeah, that's when you get a Gatorade bottle and you make sure that's in your car.
Girl, I have a bunch of, you know, I cannot aim. So I can't do that. But so yeah, those lines are brutal, especially in the mornings. In the mornings, everyone's trying to go get you know, they're not their coffee, but they're trying to go to work, either to school. But yeah, so I read this story and it captured my eye and it captured my heart, just because not a lot of students in San Diego State know that there are students that come all the way from Tijuana, Rosarito, just Baja California, and just to get here and to get an education. You know, that's their dream, to be somewhere in life. And that's what I really like. One thing that I admire about this article is, I'm going to say in Espanol, so maybe we can have some captions. Yes. Later on. It says, cruzo para tener una mejor educación. Así fue la idea de mis padres. So basically that says, I cross every day to get a better education. And that was you know, the idea of my parent. You know, that was really amazing to me, because even though I don't live in Tijuana, my parents were once immigrants, and so for them, education was everything they could provide for me. And you know, I feel like going to San Diego State and actually educating myself, if for me, for them, it's like something orgullo. So, and if you don't know what that means, it's like they're very, you know, like, how can I explain? They love it, so that I'm going.
Supporting and loving.
And
they are so proud that you are going out there and getting an education and furthering yourself.
Exactly. Because I feel like that is what a Latino is. We always fight for what we want and to just get a better life.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. And I feel the same way about the story. It was very, very inspirational.
Oh, yeah.
And I totally agree with you when you said that a lot of San Diego students don't understand that they come from Tijuana and stuff. Absolutely. So, like, reading this is very eye-opening and very, oh my gosh, wow. The things that these kids and people do for an education.
Exactly.
And, you know, the fact that they want to get an education, so they'll risk everything and anything and do whatever they have to do so that way they can get to school, they can get an education, they can get their degree, and I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that.
And then if you just look at it, that's a lot of gas.
Yeah. It's a lot of gas. It's a lot. I know.
So I live by SCCU, and like every time I put my GPS, it says you'll get there in like an hour and 30 minutes. And wow, that's a lot of gas. Yeah. And gas ain't that nice right now if you guys
gas live. Ain't nice right now. No. Absolutely not.
What is it, like $4 and what, 39 cents
something
around there?
Like that.
Oh my
something
gosh.
Like that, yeah.
I remember my times. I'm just kidding. I'm not that old.
Back in the day, it was only $1 a gallon.
It was 2 cents. But yeah, this story was actually very well written and very well organized, that it kind of made me cry just because, you know, wow, I'm going to cry right now. No. It's just, I know, right? I shouldn't cry. But it's just
too pretty to cry.
I put on some lipstick before we started rolling. But it made me not sad, but it made me like one of that, like those proud cries.
Yeah.
Because I hate waking up in the morning. Yeah. You know, I wake up at 6:30 and I'm like, why am I up when I don't even have to be in class until like 1? But I got stuff to do. And so I shout out to all of those people that live in Tijuana and wake up at 3 in the morning.
Absolutely.
Just to brush your hair, brush your teeth, and just get on going to San Diego State University.
Absolutely. Yeah, shout out to you guys. You are doing an amazing job. You're doing an amazing job, and I agree. This story was very well written, and you guys can check it out. It's in Spanish, and it's in English.
And it's in English.
So, best of both worlds right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I love it. I love it a lot. Kareli, thank you so much for doing this, and but yeah. And Sarah, would you like to do another article?
Yes. I want to take us in to our next article. This was written by our news editor, Caitlin Robinson, and Karina.
Woo-hoo, Caitlin.
Oh, yeah. Woo-woo. Caitlin, love her. Best. Love her so much. Shout out to Caitlin.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's I awesome. Love her.
And Karina, did you know that we have Adobe free for us to use?
I did know, but I haven't used it, so I need to do that.
Well,
you know,
you're using it right now technically, so
oh my god, I did not know that. Oh damn, well then I use it.
then you use it. Exactly. So Adobe Creative Cloud Pro, available to students and staff at no cost. So if you guys didn't know that, Adobe Creative Cloud Pro is now available to San Diego State students, faculty, and staff with active SDSU IDs, according to the university-wide email that was released on October 18th. And so it comes with Adobe Stock that's built into Creative Cloud, which provides premium images, extended license, royalty-free photos. The new ability that's part of Adobe is the SDSU's Adobe AZ Tech Alliance A3 Intinitive. And the purpose implementing this program is to give students in higher education an advantage by providing experience with technology that might be applicable in competitive workplaces and in modern job environments. So it's built for the workplace. So they can take this and say, hey, look, I've worked with this and put it on the resume, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love, because that's definitely something that we take with us after college, is the experience, and we create a digital resume of things we've recorded, things we've filmed, and we give it to our employers and say, hey, look, this is what I've done, this is what I'm capable of, what do you think, hire me.
Wow, I saw something that really caught my eye, and I saw Photoshop. I think I'm gonna be using that for a long time.
Yes. Yes, Photoshop is awesome.
Oh,
I use it so much for all the photos that I take. It's so handy, so creative. Love it.
I need to get on that, because I use Canva right now, and everything's pro now. I don't have time to pay for that.
No. Nobody has time to pay for that. And as busy college students, like, we have no time to pay for anything.
Oh,
so luckily
no.
We get this free.
So yeah, you guys, we now have a Adobe, so go ahead and use it, because you can also put it on your resume. I know a lot of businesses would be like, wow, this person knows Adobe. Adobe is pretty hardcore, so
yeah,
definitely use that, in no cost.
No cost.
No cost.
No cost.
Dang, I'm gonna start using it tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I'm already using it without even realizing. this is amazing.
So you'd use Adobe like you would sign into your student email.
Okay.
So you'd put your SDSU email and the password that you would have for your SDSU email.
I'll have to remember that.
If that makes sense.
One time in class. The first day in class, I actually forgot my password.
Oh, dear.
No. Right? And I was there like, I need to change it. You know, my phone ringing. But,
oh, my gosh.
But, yeah.
Going through all that.
Oh, I
going through all that.
That.
Going through Duo. Don't you just love Duo?
I love Duo. Duo. Shout out to Duo. Duo, you making it pop.
Making sure that we're safe.
Oh, yeah. Nobody absolutely. Logging into my stuff.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, but coming back to this article, it's very useful. I'm really glad you showed me this article because, honestly, I didn't know about this. I didn't know that we had Adobe, but I guess I didn't have time to, you know, play with it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you did tell me about this and the article and you know, Caitlin doing her thing like always, it's amazing. We need to use this, you guys, because, you know, not everyone can have these tools.
Yeah.
And they're useful tools.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
yeah. Like my situation, when I saw no cost, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No cost. At all.
Especially, yes. Dude, it's very helpful to students. And I'm really glad that SDSU provides this for us.
Oh, yeah.
Because in my situation, I use it all the time. I record the podcast on there on Adobe Audition. I use Premiere. So I'm so familiar with it that I'm
you
so
do a
glad
lot.
I do a lot. So I'm so glad that SDSU is like, here you go. It's free. You don't have to pay for it. I'm like, thank you so much because I really need it.
With the tear, you
with
know?
The tear.
Thank you. Gracias. Muchas gracias.
Absolutely.
Start speaking different languages to be thankful.
Yes.
Namaste.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing. You do a lot. Oh my gosh. Premiere?
Yes.
I want to learn that so bad.
I can teach you.
Okay.
Yes.
You already said that.
Yes.
In exchange for Spanish.
In exchange for Spanish, I will teach you Premiere and I will teach you how to edit. Absolutely.
Muchas gracias.
Absolutely. No problema.
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 Wait, problema. I don't know. Oh my gosh, we're not in Spanish class
no.
right now.
No problema is feminine.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
No problema. Dang, I need to go back to my book.
We're just going
to
skip
that. We're going to skip that one.
All right. Well, going on to our last article that we have here on the podcast is one of my favorite segments, and that's Featured Opinion of the Week. And Karina, can you take us into this? I found this a very, very interesting article. I thought that it speaks to a lot of students. And yeah, so take us into it.
Okay. It's by Alyssa Phillips. Ooh. Advocate yourself, no one else will. I already love the title. That is awesome. So it says, one of the biggest lessons I've learned recently is that you have to advocate for yourself because you are the only person that can truly do so. That already says a lot about the article. I feel like the only person that can do a lot of things for, you know, yourself is you.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So this was amazing. Let's moving on to the next paragraph. It says, I know this is to be true in part of the strong support system of people who advocated on my behalf and demonstrated this through simple acts such as texting me have a great day when I am about to have an experience something stressful. I'm lucky these people hold me accountable when I am not treating myself well because I certainly lack the skills to recognize when I need to treat myself better.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a confession to make. I have been dealing with a lot of stress lately.
Me too.
I have been crying, not every day. No, I'm not depressed, you guys. I'm just stressed. But I have been in a place where I don't want to be. I'm not eating right. I know I'm not eating right. I know I'm eating a lot of junk food, gaining weight and all that. And it's tough because, you know, this is reality.
Mm-hmm.
So this already speaks about myself because I do have those people where they just text me and say, you know, you're going to kill it today. Have a great day. My husband, too, he's really amazing on doing that, you know. But I feel those are nice. Don't get me wrong. I love those. I feel so much better that some, you know, people are actually being amazing to me and being friendly to me and all that. But at the end of the day, is the way that you feel, is the way that you are. Because like I said, right now, I'm stressed.
Yeah.
And self-care is a must.
Yeah.
Like I said, KCR Morritas Night is my self-care. It's where I can rant and talk about things that I usually wouldn't talk to myself about, you know? Or just watching a movie and just, like, you know, eating junk food. But so, yeah, you have to take care of yourself. You have to be there for yourself. 'Cause at the end of the day, it's you. So, yeah, I know that you are also going through a rough boat.
Yeah,
and
I am.
Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
I am. So, yeah, I feel the exact same way. You know, I'm stressed. I'm crying. You know, I mean, but also one of my friends, when I was talking to them, they said I am busy in the best possible way. And I feel like that. I feel like that, too, that I am busy in the best possible way.
Like,
because
time's
I
not your friend.
Yeah. But I'm doing what I love. You know, I'm writing for the Daily Aztec. I'm going to school and getting an education. I'm working for a news company so I can get my foot in the door. You know, so I should be happy, but I am so stressed by the little things, by the tiniest things, that it's like it takes over me and I get sad and it just...
It sucks.
It sucks.
It
sucks. And it's like, why am I sad? I have so much to be happy about. I am, you know, working and doing what I love, and this is what I want to take with me when I go out into the world and I'm out of college. And this article, it just really spoke to me. And it was like, you're right. Nobody else can advocate for yourself. Maybe when you were a kid, it was your parents, but now you are an adult and you have to do it for yourself. And if you're overworked and you're tired, you need to step in and say, hey, look, no, I got to take a step back. I can't handle it right now. I'm not sleeping. I'm crying. I'm not eating. I need to take time for myself. And then when I am good and ready, I will step back in and I will take care of all of what I need to do.
Exactly.
You know, and it's so hard to do so because you feel like you have so many responsibilities.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The story of my life. My husband always says, you got to let something go. And I'm like, I can't. I really can't, because if I let my beautiful internship, if I let that go, it looks bad on my resume. Yeah. And it looks bad on behalf of myself, because, I mean, you didn't finish your internship somewhere that can actually, you know, lead you to your dreams.
Yeah.
Or maybe I am also the NEHJ president. Shout out to NEHJ. You guys are marvelous people there. Or let that go. I can't, because for me, I want all of those young journalists, I want them to have a piece of their dream. So I love being a president, you know, or the Daily Aztec. No, I can't let that go, because I love to express myself and I love to make everyone's voices to be heard. So yeah, it's hard, and we can't just be like, I need to stop everything. I need to just go to sleep. You can't do that, because at the end of the day, you gotta be popping, and you gotta make sure you have everything done.
Yeah.
But also, it's not healthy.
It's not for us. It's not healthy for us. But
it's not.
Also, we're furthering ourselves for our career, and we look at it that way, and we work ourselves, because it's like, yeah, but when I'm out of college, I can put this on my resume and I can turn it into wherever I want to go, and I can go, look, I have so many things under my belt. Look at all I've done. Look at everything that I've done. Look at what I've put work into. You know, like, here are my dozens of articles that I wrote under a deadline. Look, I can work under a deadline. Look at my podcast, where it shows you that I can edit and work under a deadline.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And it's not healthy, but at the same time, it's like, but it's my, I love it. It's my job. It's my life. It's what I want to do.
Yeah, I get you. I feel like we're connecting right now.
We're connecting.
Definitely
right.
Connecting.
Absolutely.
If you want to cry, you can cry.
Do you want to cry?
Maybe. This is tough. It's really tough. There's like times where I'm just crying and I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, wow, why are you crying? Yeah. And the other half is like, because the time is not really your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we gotta advocate for ourselves. So I think this article really spoke to us. And that's why it's the featured opinion of the week, because it spoke to us so greatly. And I'm sure that anybody who does read this article or, you know, listens to this podcast might feel the exact same way. You know, Alyssa, she's a graduate and undergraduate, and how she studied writing and spending her majority of her working career teaching and mentoring and, you know, completing her second semester of teaching, she realized there was truly no reason for her to teach other than it was the option most readily available for her, you know? And I feel like she also talks into it. There are so many opportunities out there. I mean, sure, you can have an opportunity where you get your foot in the door, but you don't have to stay there all the time. Like with your internship, you know, you'll get through it and stuff like that. But after the internship is over, you'll have that under your belt that you can go, okay, look, I had this under my belt. I can go out there. You can take it to another wherever else you want to go in your dream, you know, and you can say, look, this is what I did there. Look at all the stuff that I got done. Look what I dealt with. But you know what? I'm here. I'm strong and stuff like that. You know? Yeah. So.
I love my internship. I just dislike that it's remote.
Yeah.
Because I don't know nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't learn. That's hard. Yeah. That's hard. You know? Especially like with what we have as journalists, a lot of stuff that we know is hands-on. You know? Yeah. And being there in person and learning stuff and everything like that. Like I talk about when the Daily Aztec was online in 2020, you know, it was just the Daily Aztec. Like, yeah, stuff was going on. We're writing articles, whatever. Cool. Awesome. But when we came back in person, I just felt the Daily Aztec just lit up.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were in person. We were together. You know, we worked. It was great, you know.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Daily Aztec.
We work so hard. We work so hard.
Yeah.
So I think what we need to take out of this is that we need to advocate for ourselves. We need to take care of ourselves. No one else can prioritize yourself the way that you can. So prioritize yourself. Do what's best for you.
Oh, yeah.
Live your best life, but do it so in a healthy way. And, oh, no.
No, don't cry. I'm not a crier, you guys. I only cry on closed doors.
Okay. But, yeah, just take care of yourself and...
I like the last line she in this article. It says, I had to learn to advocate for myself because no one else can prioritize me the way I can, no matter how much they care.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, y'all. Yeah. Sometimes my Espanol wants to come out.
It's okay. But, yeah, so.
I love that.
Love that. All right, so before we go, let's give a shout-out to our other awesome podcast that we have here at the Daily Aztec. Love it. We have the Spear Sport Report. We're so excited to get into that. I'm going to have a bunch of other sports writers who I'm going to be working with who are going to host the podcast. Very exciting sports. Spear Sports Report is going to take off again, guys, I promise, and they're going to tell you all the sports details that we sadly cannot tell you here on production night. And, of course, we have our awesome new one by Jessica Octavio called The SciPod, and it's a fun twist on science. Ooh. Love editing it. Best host, Julia and Jessica are amazing. They take science, but they don't talk science all the time. They make it fun. Very funny. Love it. Absolutely. And with that, Karina, I think we're going to wrap up. That's all we have for production night for this week. Our very, very interesting talks that we've had of our laughter, our crying. We've shared
a lot
in this podcast.
We did.
I feel like I know you so much better.
I know.
We're like
friends?
We're best friends.
Yes, we are.
Thank you so much for joining me, Karina.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. You're always welcome back. Tell me when you want to come back.
Oh, of course. Every day.
All the time.
All the time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And we will see you guys next week on another episode of Production Night. Bye, everyone.